today has to do with an image on a coin. They were trying to trick Jesus. They came to him trying to trick him and saying, is it okay to pay taxes to Caesar? They brought with them some people called Herodians. It sounds ominous, doesn't it? Are you a Herodian? No, I'm not one of those. Yeah. They brought Herodians with them, who were people who were for King Herod. So they were promoting King Herod, and Herod was just a figurehead in place. He wasn't really a good ruler. So the Herodians wanted to trick Jesus, along with the scribes and Pharisees, by getting him to say something like, well, don't worry about paying taxes. Your money is God's money, you know. But he wouldn't say that. Because if he said that, then the Herodians could report back to Herod and say, he said we didn't have to pay taxes. And they could arrest him, and they'd have a case against him. But he wouldn't say it. Instead, he said to them, show me a coin. Show me the money. And on the money was a face, and on that face was Caesar's face. And Jesus said, give to Caesar, therefore, what Caesar's, and give to God what's God's. That was his answer. What a clever answer that was of Jesus. Oh, it wasn't clever. It was the word of the Lord, wasn't it?
Yes.
Give to Caesar that which is Caesar, and to God that which is God. He saw right through them. And he used a funny word. He used the word render. That's a word I haven't used in a long time. When I was a kid, they used to render something. They used to render lard. Remember that? They used to melt down lard and they would separate it. And part of the lard would go to making soap, and part of it would go to making candles, and part of it would be used for cooking food. It was called rendering. It was separating or dividing. Render, therefore, to Caesar that which is Caesar's. And the rest of it, right? The rest of it is what? Render to God that which... Well, we don't want to hear that part, right? Render to Caesar that which is Caesar's. That's easy. Because we can divide our money and say, okay, that's the part for the government taxes over there. Render unto God that which is God's. Let's talk about that for a minute. In Romans 13, it says, render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor is due. We already know that there are three things in life that are certain: death, taxes, and the love of God. You thought there were only two, didn't you? There's three things in life that are certain: death, taxes, and God's love for you. But what about rendering to God the things that are God's? What things are God's? What things are His? How do we render to God the things that are His? For example, maybe we should go up to Jesus and say, is it lawful for me to have extra time to do this? And Jesus would say, show me your watch. Show me your clock. Give, therefore, to God those things, that time that's God's, and to this, that time that goes, it belongs to this. So your time, your 24-hour day, 7-day week, 30-day month, divide that equally, or divide that as it should be divided. Render unto God that time in your life that belongs to Him, and the time that belongs to everything else. What about our devotion? What about our honor? What about our trust? Can we go to Jesus and say, is it lawful for us to give honor to this, or to give devotion to that person, or to give trust in our lives to this? And wouldn't Jesus give us the same answer? Your devotion, your honor, your trust, those parts of your life that you devote to certain things, part of that belongs to God. Render it. Divide it faithfully. Your honor, your trust, your devotion, give to God those parts that are His too. We just sang a song. The chorus of that song, the reason I live is to worship you. The reason I live is to worship you, God. Is that the reason we live? Are we dividing rightfully the time, the devotion, the worship in our lives? Are we rendering to God that which is God's? Honor God with the honor due Him. Give to God the energy due Him. Give to God the thought that's due Him. Render to God the love that's due Him. What about our time and energy in our everyday life? Does God really expect us to spend time on him? Is it unrealistic for him to ask us to devote any portion of our lives to him? And how do we accomplish that in our everyday life? Because we have things to do, places to go, people to see. We got to go to work. We got to fix meals. We have to do this. We have to do that. How do we devote part of our time to God? And then, to go a step further, how do we share our faith with somebody else? That's a tough one, isn't it? You know what my prayer is? I've changed my prayer this last couple of weeks. I used to pray that everyone, including myself, would be willing and able to share their faith. But you know what? Sometimes there's nobody there. So my prayer is that God would bring people into your life who are open to receive from him. That should be our prayer. Make that your prayer. Say, God, would you send more people into my life? Somehow, because I don't know how he can do it, right? Somehow send people into my life that I can talk to you about him. Because I've already talked to everybody I know, and I'm not running into people every day that are hungry. Send me hungry people, Lord, because I have food. I have food. But how do we accomplish in everyday life devoting time to God? I have a friend that claims this. He says this. He said, you only get what you really want. In all of life, you only get what you really want. Whatever you seriously and determinedly go after is what you will eventually end up with. The Holy Spirit, he's here, but he's a gentleman. He doesn't push you. He doesn't force you. The Holy Spirit's here. He'll help. If you go after him, you'll get him. But we all pretty much get to choose our routine for the day after day, don't we? We all have obligations and responsibilities that come with our day. So let me ask you a question. What do you really want? What do you seriously and really want? The reason I live is to worship him. Is that what you want? Because see, if that's what you want, you'll get it. If that's what you seriously go after in your day-to-day life, you'll get it. If you dare to say, I'm going to spend time today on purpose looking for God. On purpose. I'm going to devote time out of my day-to-day looking for God. You're going to find him. Did you know that? Jesus said it. Whoever seeks, finds. Knock and the door will be opened. Seek. Look. Knock. He said he's there waiting. Take time to give him part of your day. Do you really want that? Is a strong, true, and abiding relationship with God something you long for? Would you like to be closer to Jesus? I know I would. We've seen the power of God in our church. For the last couple of weeks, we've heard testimony from Chris and from Billy about how God has changed their lives. We believe in a God of miracles. We believe in a God of healing. We believe in the God that can reach in and grab people's lives and completely change them, don't we? Amen? Amen? Do you believe in that God? Because if you do, that's the God that we serve. And I'm excited today because I believe that God has a new outpouring for his church, and that's us. All we have to do is look for him and seek him on a daily basis. Just look for God every day through prayer, through Bible study, through fellowship. Whatever it takes, render unto God that which is God. We know that God has only the absolute best in store for us, that he's got a plan for our lives. We know that he forgives us of our sins if we confess them. Let me ask you this. What image is on the coin of your heart? What image is on that coin? Render, therefore, will you give the sacrifice of love towards others? Will you show God your devotion by what you do in your life? Is there any reason why you will not or cannot stay connected and continue in the presence of God? Those of us, and some people who are called into ministry or into service for God, some people put that off. Maybe you've been called into ministry or service for God and you've been putting that off while you take care of everything else in your life. Maybe you've put off devoting your time to God on a daily basis while you take care of everything else in your life. You know what? Now's the time. Today's the day. Render therefore to God that which is God. Take the time that he gives you and devote it to him. It is time to render, to separate that which is sacred and eternal from that which is temporal and worldly. It is time now to ascribe to the Lord the honor due him, the honor due his name, to bow down before him, to love and adore him. Or maybe you should, maybe it's better if you try to trick Jesus into letting you off the hook. Whose image is on this coin, Jesus? Whose image is on this coin? Is it okay for me to just do all this other stuff, Lord, while I wait? You want to try to trick Jesus? Should you ask him for more time? If you do, he might ask you a question. If you try to trick Jesus, he might ask you a question. Whose image is on your heart? Those who give God what is due him have their lives changed by his goodness and mercy. Why? Because whatever you give, God pours back into your life. You cannot in any way, shape, or form outgive God. Whatever you give, he pours back tenfold, a hundredfold into your life. Those who give to God what is due him have their lives changed by his goodness and mercy. Because you cannot outgive God. Those who decide to follow him no matter what the cost find out very soon that the rewards of those who look for him seriously outweigh the cost. A million to one. You only get what you want. You only get what you seriously want. What do you want?